St. Paul sees nature awaiting for liberation from slavery and corruption. But St. Paul is no pessimist. He also sees God's redeeming power. He says, we are saved by hope. We Christians go beyond sin and also see the mercy and the love of God. The keynote of the Christian life is always hope and never despair. As we see later, the gospel ends up with a sense of hope. Jesus tells us that the faith of the Word of God depends on the heart into which it is received. We see three groups of people here, three groups of listeners to the Word of God. First come the insensitive. The Word of God does not speak to them. It goes in one ear and out of the other. It does not penetrate the heart. They say a story about four hunters. They went hunting together. All of a sudden, a deer jumped out of the bush, and all of them fired at the same time. They found out that the deer was hit only by one bullet, so they could not really understand. They could not try who really hit the deer. Well, they were lucky because a game warden came by. And after examining the deer, he asked if there was a preacher among the four men, a minister. One of them said, yeah, I am a preacher. So the warden said, the deer is yours. The other man, of course, his friend, did not like it. How did you decide this, that it belongs to the preacher? Well, he said, because the deer was killed with one bullet, and it went into one ear and out of the other. And then we have the superficial Christians. They are ready to receive the word of God, but nothing remains. This type of Christians can cry at a funeral in the morning and celebrate a wedding in the evening. In time of persecution, they quickly burn their prayer books. They cannot take any persecution. They become what we call happy-go-lucky Christians. What happened? Their social life deserved more and more time. Little by little, their religious life became a burden and quietly faded away. You all know someone like that. You know, in a sudden contrast to these groups, Christ gives us a note of hope. It is true that the sum of the seed may never produce, but in spite of all this, the harvest will surely come. The parable says something to those who are commissioned to spread the gospel of Jesus, to live the good Christian life. There is hope. Parents who lament are in sorrow because their children gave up on God and the church. Anyone you know who went astray, there is hope. It may take a long time before the seed germinates in the heart, but someday, because of your prayers and your good example, it awakens and saves that person. We have a vivid example of Saint Augustine of Hippo. Those who read his book called The Confessions, I urge you to read it. It's a beautiful book. You know that for many, many years, Augustine, before his conversion, he did everything under the sun. His mother tried to convince him to come to God, and he says she prayed for him for 30 years. Finally, he found God. And you know what he said? How lately have I found you, my love? Monica, his mother, took him to Milan. You know, she followed him. She wanted to make sure he's going to be converted. Took him to the Milan and found St. Ambrose, who was the bishop at that time, and he was baptized by St. Ambrose. From that time on, he had very good relationships with his mother. Where you see Monica, you see Augustine. Even their feast day, I believe it's the end of month, it's one day after another. St. Monica, St. Augustine. It shows you nothing can stop the power of God. So in the sowing of the gospel, we must be patient and in hope leave the harvest to God. Sometimes we see the harvest. Sometimes it seems total failure. That may be so to the human eye. But remember, at the back of all this, there is a merciful and powerful God. In his plan, there are no failures or loose ends. As scripture says in the first reading, my word shall not return to me void, but shall achieve the end for which I sent it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.